Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and to throw in some oddball things, a reading, a story, a recording I made somewhere, and I call those things Wombats. Tonight is a wombat night. There are at least four things that I think qualify to be called wombats, and including some electronic music that's pretty far out there. However, the first song is not a wombat. It's a summer song. It's by John Stewart, one of my favorite performers. He was with the Kingston Trio for many years, but had a great solo career, and I've collected his records. And this one's about the summer, and it's about a hired man on a farm. And things get pretty hot, as you will see. So here is Summer Child by John Stewart.
She was never a summer child. No, never at all. She lacked the cool of the spring and the damp of the fall. For the heat of the summer made her bitchy and mean as she watched for the hired man, quiet and lean. She was never a summer child. No, never at all. It was the time of the creatures that slithered and crawled. She'd stand in her window with her back to the light. She knew I was watching like a moth in the night. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, child. There's a lot left to go. There's a lot of summer left to go. She was never a summer child, at least that's what she said. She said the voices were crazy, talked in her head. She'd tap on my door, asked to come in. And she'd move through the grass like a witch in the wind. Yeah, that summer in Macon for the year 45 was burned in my brain. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy. Down easy,
go down easy,
go
That was Summer Child by John Stewart. Well, next up is another summer song. I'm a Southerner, at least I think of myself that way. My parents were both born and bred in the South. I lived all over. But anyway, I like Southern songs. I have a preference for them. I like all songs, anything. But this one's set in Ryan, Georgia, apparently a small town in Georgia. A man is driving by, sees a sign for a watermelon festival, and goes in and has a good time. And this is a happy song. The previous song mentioned things that crawl. Well, this is The Watermelon Crawl by Tracy Byrd.
Well, I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival. But obey the law. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. Well, when the band started playing, the Watermelon Queen said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and dozed it down. Back on her feet, she wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. But obey the law. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. Do the watermelon crawl. Yeah, have fun, you all. And do the watermelon crawl.
Oh, yeah. The Watermelon Crawl by Tracy Byrd. I think the Abingdon's Highland Festival can learn something from that, so we could do the Abingdon Crawl. We'll see. Anyway, we're moving now to the first Wombat of the Night. Last weekend, I went to the Moog Fest in Durham, North Carolina. This celebrates the Moog synthesizer, also called the Moog synthesizer, which is an electronic device, or a whole family of electronic devices that make music. And it's sort of technical, but I'll read you a little bit what it says. The technological development that led to the creation of the Moog synthesizer was the invention of the transistor, which enabled researchers like Moog to build electronic music systems that were considerably cheaper, smaller, and far more reliable than earlier vacuum tube-based systems. And I knew one of the developers, Herb Deutsch. He was a professor at Hofstra when I was there. I knew him socially. I didn't know anything about his Moog work, but he was one of the developers. And it gained wide attention in the music industry after it was demonstrated at the Monterey International Pop Festival in 1967. The commercial breakthrough of a Moog recording was made by Wendy Carlos in the 1968 recording Switched On Bach, which became one of the highest-selling classical music recordings of the era. Well, I'm going to play you a track from Switched On Bach. And I brought that record when it came out and loved it. I like Bach anyway. Now, I don't think the sounds are as sweet or pretty as the real instruments that play Bach, but on the other hand, they're so different that it sort of forces you to hear notes you might not have heard if you were hearing a traditional orchestra. So this is a recording from the album Switched on Bach. It's Bach's Concerto for two harpsichords.
Thank you.
That was Bach's Concerto for Two Harpsichords, played by Wendy Carlos on a Moog synthesizer in a 1968 recording called Switched On Bach. Clearly a wombat. But if you think that's a wombat, wait till you hear what the Moog synthesizer has been doing 50 years later. That was 68, and I went to the Moog Fest last weekend. It's now 2019. That's 51 years later. So it's been a while. And I went to some concerts. I went to some workshops. One of the workshops was to hear a musician, Tim Hecker, talk about his music. He'd been in Japan. He was trying to catch the flavor of imperial music. And he recorded the following stuff that you're going to hear in various temples, Zen temples and things. And he said he was trying to break all the bonds of music, anything to do with normal 440 note A and rhythms and patterns and crescendos. He didn't want any of that. He wanted entirely new music. And I went to a concert by him that night, or next night, and I had an hour of this. Now, I'm going to play you, let's see, how long is it? Maybe 2 minutes and 40 seconds of that concert. The concert was an hour long, so I heard this music for an hour, and I can be honest with you, I did not really appreciate it. However, some people did. It's played on Moog instruments. Oh, there are actually two live instruments in here, but most of it is a Moog thing. The stage was covered with fog. It was very eerie and strange, and this is what the music sounded like for an hour. You can tell things are happening in there, but they didn't interest me. However, some of the people who were at Moog Fest, and there were probably 500 or 1,000 people there, said they thought this concert, which you're going to hear part of, or part of the recording that he was reproducing, was the best part of the entire weekend. So some people appreciate this. Maybe you'll be one of them. But it is, as far as I'm concerned, about as wombatty as I can get. Believe me, there's nothing more wombatty than this. So you are now going to hear the first 2 minutes and 46 seconds of an hour-long piece that I sat through. Can you imagine what an hour of life that was like? Strange. And can you envision that there are people that thought that was wonderful? Are you one of them? That's about the most wombatish thing I've ever done on this show. And I hope I did. You know, they say that on a radio show, dead air is the worst possible thing. I don't know. I can imagine losing half my listening audience just for playing that. But anyway, it was an interesting experience, and that shows how electronic music has changed, or at least one dimension of it, from 1958 until now. And that's a big change. There were other things played that sound more like disco bands and all sorts of variety of music, music all over the place. I won't even get into all that. Anyway, it was the Moog Fest was an interesting experience, and I brought back a sample of it for you. And that is one of the stranger things I've ever heard. Now we're going to go back to something very traditional. This is Kenny Rogers singing Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. And I think this is a great song. So here we are with Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. And I think this is one of the classic pieces of country music of all time.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go into my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs have been paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. Oh, Ruby, for God's sakes, turn around.
That was Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town by Kenny Rogers. Here comes another wombat. For many years, I took fiddle lessons from a man named Sam Gobble, who lives in Mountain City, Tennessee, about a half hour out of Damascus. And Sam would have jams occasionally in different places. He used to have some in Chilhowee, and I went to a number of them. And one of them I recorded, I have my little digital recorder with me, and I recorded this particular recording of Whiskey Before Breakfast by Sam. I was sitting beside him, also playing a fiddle, but I didn't know the tune very well, so I wasn't playing a lot of the notes. But if you hear anything off, that may be me. But mainly you hear Sam. I think he's just got a wonderful snap to his playing. It's got just a sense of joy, zest, and rhythm. So this is Whiskey Before Breakfast, recorded live in Chilhowee by Sam Gobble. ¶¶ Whiskey Before Breakfast by Sam Gobble, recorded live in Chill Howie. And now it's time to introduce the show, tell you who I am, what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC, Emory and Henry's radio station, FM 90.7, and you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. So you can pick us up anywhere in the world, don't need to miss a show. And Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love and put in some things that I call wombats. And tonight's a wombat night. However, the next song is not a wombat. And the one after it is. The next song is Digging Up Bones by Randy Travis. The first radio show I ever did was, the theme was Broken Hearts. I'm sure I played this. Randy Travis, the singer, is talking about sitting in his bedroom. His wife has left him. And he's digging up bones, remembering things that should be left and not dug up. And it's I think these songs are true poetry. Country music is often true poetry. Ruby was, and Digging Up Bones is too. I think it's a classic story and told very well. So here we go with, and I love the rhythm, this is Digging Up Bones with Randy Travis.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till 4. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone.
That's Digging Up Bones by Randy Travis. Well, here comes another wombat. This is kind of a double wombat. It's really a novelty song. It's a commercial recording, so it's not a wombat in that sense. But it's an Australian piece called Timey Kangaroo Down, Sport. And it was very popular around the world in the 1960s. Rolf Harris of Australia wrote it and recorded it. And it's about a kangaroo. No, well, it's about a dying Australian stockman, a farmer, out in the, you know, the outback. And he's telling his buddies what to do. And one of the things he says is, tie me kangaroo down. So wombats, as you may or may not know, are Australian animals, indigenous, and only live in Australia, as are kangaroos. So this makes this a double wombat. In any case, it's one of my favorite fun songs. Kids love this song. And all sorts of double meanings in there. You have to sort of listen in and know some of the Australian slang. But even without that, it comes across as just a strange, weird thing. So this is Timey Kangaroo Down, Sport by Rolf Harris.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Let me abos go loose, Lou. Let me abos go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. So let me abos go loose. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Play your didgeridoo, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. Like, keep playing till I shoot through, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde. And that's it hanging on the shed. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
How's that for a wombat? Well, here comes another wombat. This one's a wombat because it's a recording I made, and it's me, Harry Baia, singing with my son, Paul Baia. He was about 14, I think, at the time. We were at a campus concert at a weekend music camp, and we sang this song, A Pirate Looks at 40, and a friend of mine, Don Friedman, played the guitar very well. I'll be seeing him this summer. I haven't seen him in 10 years, I guess. So here is A Pirate Looks at 40 by Harry Baia, Paul Baia, and Don Friedman.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters. I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. you've seen it all. Watch the men who rode you switch from sails to steam. In your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of those dreams. Most of those dreams. Yes, I am a pirate. 200 years too late. And don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late. Arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling. I've run my share of grass. Made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. I've been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out at a rally and I struggled for weeks. But I got to stop wishing, got to go fishing down to rock bottom again. Just a few friends. Just a few friends. I go for younger women,
live with several a while.
I ran them away, but come back one day, still could manage to smile. Just takes a while. Just takes a while. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all the years I've found, occupational hazard be.
My occupation's just not around.
Feel like I've drowned. Gonna head uptown. Feel like I've drowned. Gonna head uptown.
A Pirate Looks at 40 by Harry Baia, Paul Baia, and Don Friedman. Well, I was exposed to 50s music during my high school years, and I loved it all. Doo-wop. This is the Duke of Earl by Bruce Charles. And Bruce Chandler. And I remember it very clearly. Anyway, it's got 50s written all over it.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I. Duchess of Earl, we'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I
That was The Duke of Earl by Bruce Chandler. Well, I often mention Leavers and Leavies. A lot of love songs on pop music and country music. Somebody's got a broken heart. And sometimes the person singing is the person that broke the heart. But more often than not, it's the one whose heart was broken. And also, of course, there are happy songs about falling in love and being in love. But here's another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. This is Miss Emily's Picture by John Conley. And I often mention that what I want from music is to reach in and grab a heartstring and pluck it hard. And John Conley's voice just has the ability to do that. There's some sort of edge in there that just makes me feel compassion, and I don't know what else to call it. So here's John Conley singing Miss Emily's Picture, and this is A Broken Heart.
This is Miss Emily's Picture for That Guy.
I wake up in the morning in a state of fright, on the wrong side of the bed all night, clinging to the broken heart inside my head. Open my eyes and I move my hand from round her pillow to the nightstand, and straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Go to the office, the work's piled up, pour three fingers bourbon in my coffee cup, and cry on my best friend's shoulder down the hall. Feel so lonely when I close the door, biting my nails and I walk the floor, and straighten Miss Emily's picture on my wall. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me. And all that my future means to me is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. And straighten Miss Emily's picture now and leave my office and I go downtown to a little bar we all hang around. Laugh, drink beer, shoot pool, have a ball. When the laughter stops and the hurting takes hold, reach in my pocket for my billfold and show Miss Emily's picture to them all. I stagger in the house and I slam the door, scatter my clothes all over the floor, wishing I could do the same thing in my head. Drink a beer and eat a bite, and just before I turn out the light, I straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me. And all that my future means to me is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. And straighten Miss Emily's picture now and
on the harmonica for Miss Emily's Picture. Thank you very much. Red Lane song, Miss Emily's Picture.
John Conley singing Miss Emily's Picture. Next up is For the Good Times by Ray Price. I remember the first time I heard this song, I was riding in a car with a friend, and she sang the song to me, and I had never really listened to it before. And it touched me. I happened to be going through a very difficult time in my life, the ending of a marriage. And this song reached in and thought, if I could get to where this person is singing the voice in the song, it would be a good place to be. It's a hard place to get to when you're angry and upset. But this person had made it somewhere and is saying, you know, in a way, look at the past and the good times we had and be grateful for that. And I think that's something we all need to hear sometimes. And this song says it very well. It's a wonderfully poignant, emotional song. So this is For the Good Times by Ray Price.
Don't look so sad, I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time. I'll get along, you'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time.
For the Good Times by Ray Price. I've got time to put a little bit of the next song. It's in Spanish. I don't often play foreign music, and I often don't play instrumentals because I like the words. But in a foreign song, if it's pretty enough, even if you don't understand the words, it's like a beautiful instrumental. And that's the way I think about this one. It's called Candela by a, I think he's Puerto Rican, singer named Cheyenne.
El lugar perfecto para conversar, para decírtelo que estás provocando. Y Quiero robarte un beso y contarte mi amor. Es tan corta la vida y tan largo el dolor, que el deseo de tenerte me está quemando. Y es que estoy 100% enamorado, esclavo de tu piel, el roce de tus labios que nunca me han besado. Abrázame con fuerza, siénteme despacio y ábreme la puerta que una vez cerró tu corazón herido. Porque voy a borrarte con mis manos el ayer y amarte tanto y tanto como jamás te amaron.
Candela by Cheyenne. You've been listening to Wombats Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And now it's time to wish you a good week and ask you to join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.